BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Moving the Ark.
The Ark of God had been ignored during Saul's reign as king. So David decided to bring it to Jerusalem, his new capital. He sent a message throughout Israel, inviting them to join him for this great event. Oh, the people agreed that this was the right thing to do. Unfortunately, they didn't follow God's instructions on how the ark was to be moved. Instead, they put it on a new cart and pulled it with a team of oxen. As the cart moved towards Jerusalem, the king and the people walked along celebrating. They sang songs and played instruments. Uzzah and his brother were in charge of directing the cart as it moved along. Suddenly, one of the ox stumbled and shook the cart. Uzzah reached out to steady the ark. The Lord was not pleased with this because Uzzah didn't show respect for the ark or how it was to be handled. The moment he touched it, God struck him and he fell to the ground and died. David was shocked and confused. He didn't know why God had done this. David experienced the fear of the Lord that day. He needed time to think about what to do, so he put the ark in a nearby home. It stayed there for 3 months. During that time, the Lord blessed the family that lived there. David heard how God was blessing the family, so he once again decided to bring the ark to Jerusalem. This time, he told the Levites to purify themselves and follow the instructions Moses gave on how the ark was to be carried. It seemed like the entire nation of Israel was there as the ark of God moved along. The people shouted, and others blew ram's horns. It was especially exciting when the ark entered Jerusalem. People made sacrifices to the Lord, shouted for joy, and blew trumpets. David took off his outer coat and danced with all of his might. Everyone rejoiced together. His wife, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked out of the window and was shocked to see her husband leaping around in front of the ark. She thought it was disgusting. David placed the ark in a special tent he had prepared for it. Sacrifices and burnt offerings were made to the Lord. David then blessed the people and gave them food to eat. This included a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. Everyone got this, including men and women. David then went home to bless his family. When he got there, Michal confronted him and said, "What you did was shameful. You took off your royal coat and jumped around like a fool in front of common slave girls." David said, "I humbled myself before the Lord, and yes, I'd do it again. Those common people you talked about will honor me for the rest of their lives." Michal lived her entire life without ever having children.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.